Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 274 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe with you this week once more. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. What's going on?
Ooh, well, it was an exciting week for our family last week.
Right.
And we've had her on the show before, but my niece went to European Disability Olympics. And she did very well. She got gold in her doubles.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yes. Shame it wasn't on the TV a bit more, though.
But you've seen video footage too, I trust.
Yes, I have videos and pictures.
So you have a gold medalist in the family.
Yes.
I do like that idea. That's good. Round of applause.
Very good.
So what's going up on this week's show?
Well, we are going to be talking food, which is my favourite subject, is the Fusion Food Festival this weekend.
It is, and it all arrives in Chasmore. We'll tell you more about that a bit later on. We'll also be hearing about the 25th Pattingham Bells Run. We have Graham Tritton joining us on the phone to talk about that.
And music this week, it's Christian Oshie.
He's on the phone a little bit later. But first of all, the 14th through 18th of October sees Lionel Bart's Oliver appear at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre, courtesy of South Staffs. And to tell us more about it, there, Nancy, Lexi Bennett. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. We just dragged you out of rehearsal, haven't we?
You have, yes. Just come out from a busy rehearsal.
So this is a bit of respite for you. So tell us a little bit about the production itself and how it fits in with what we may have seen either at the Grand in the past or in the West End.
Well, I actually believe that this production's a little bit different from sort of what we saw last year with South Staff. Seeing Carousel last year was all, you know, happy and dancey. But Maria, our director, has actually sort of gone with a much more darker approach, I'd say, to this production. A bit like the one that we saw in the 2009 version on the West End. I think it's a lot darker, it's a lot more sort of realistic, it's not like pantomime or comic, which I think it makes the story a bit more heartbreaking in the end.
Well, obviously, Lionel Bart based it on Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist, and that was that was written in a time where it was more documentary than it was historical, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you got that that line in there? Can I have some more?
Yes, we do. Oh, we do. Good. The famous line. And the Olivers deliver it perfectly as well. We do have that signature line in, and I'm sure everybody's waiting for that one line.
They absolutely are. And say the Olivers, because when you've got the youngsters performing, you've got a different cast every other night, haven't you?
Yeah, well, because obviously the youngsters aren't allowed to be on. They're only allowed to be on for a certain number of hours. So it's exciting, I think, and new, because there's different interpretations of different Olivers. Even though they're doing the same role, they both have different reactions to things, and it's really fun to play off. So you never know what's going to happen on the night, because obviously you've got different children on at different times, so it's always good fun. It just keeps it in the mix, you know.
I bet the stage is quite busy, isn't it, when particularly in those sorts of scenes, because they're going to be full of children.
It is, yeah. I mean, rehearsals are buzzing. There's children everywhere just running around, and it just gets you into the mood, really, you know, of what Oliver is. There's, you know, They fit the role perfectly. So obviously, that when you're on the stage as well, it is very busy. But that's all the fun of it.
And is it a story that you knew before you came to this? Or have you seen a production in the past?
Or even
the film?
I saw the film originally. I'd seen the remake, the Oliver Twist remake. It wasn't the musical. It was a film production. But I didn't know too much about it. I just sort of knew some of the songs and. As I sort of looked into it, ready for my audition, I just fell in love with it. I'm obsessed with it now. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
So I always remember watching it when I was small, because it was one of my mum's favourite films, and it used to be the old black and white version. And I must admit, it didn't matter how many times we saw it, we'd sit down and watch it and sing along.
It never gets old, ever. I mean, I can sit there listening to the songs over and over again, and I just never get bored of them, ever. I always like hear something new, or I think they're absolutely genius.
Yeah, and like you say, everybody that does it in a slightly different way as well, which sort of brings it to
they
life
do,
a bit
yeah.
more, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah. But I think the way that our director's sort of directed this show is just brilliant. It's exactly what I had in my mind when I was thinking about how I was going to play Nancy and how I was going to play the role. We sort of matched it perfectly. So that was brilliant for the director to allow you to do it the way you know originally imagined and how you wanted it to do it. It's just brilliant.
Yeah, it's great when you share a vision and you've got to work on something which is basically taking over your life for so many weeks.
It does. It really, I mean, it doesn't just take over your life, like, because it obviously takes up your night times and your rehearsals, but it's all you can think about, you know, you're thinking about a certain dance sequence or a certain lines, and sometimes I find it difficult to go to sleep at night because I've just got songs going round and round and round in my head, so it does, it really does take over your life, but I love it, I really do love it.
So it can be found on stage at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre, 14th through 18th of October. Tickets from 01902 429212, which is the box office, or pop along to grandtheatre.co.uk and you'll find out all the details and different ticket prices for each day of the week. Or find someone from South Staff's Theatre and buy your tickets through them.
Yeah.
Lexi, aka Nancy, break a leg as is required, and we look forward to seeing you on stage. Okay.
Be very careful going back to rehearsals.
I will
now.
Be. Thank you very much. I'll be very cautious of my leg.
So for now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Let's have a bit of music then from our musician this week. It's Christian Oshie and Fake Blood.
Thank you.
Nasty Fake Blood.
And we're joined now on the phone by the one and the very same. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
How are we doing?
Very well, thanks.
Very, very honoured to be hearing your music and liking what we hear. So tell us a bit about you and how your musical influences come together.
I have a wide range of influences, actually. I think the music that you're hearing, Fake Blood in particular, has a very kind of retro style. And I think myself and the producer are influenced by a lot of Italo disco star. And I think it's quite reminiscent of the Pet Shop Boys as well. So it's quite 90s.
We did.
Well, thank heavens
that,
you've said that, because we were talking about this. Should we say it sounds like that or not? And I'm glad that is where you're coming from, and you feel that about the music as well. And I mean, did you find the Pet Shop Boys and those sort of that sort of electronic, but still, it was a very musical sound, wasn't it? And you've sort of carried that through with what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I love that comparison. I mean, they're a huge part of what I love about the 80s in particular. So, yeah.
There was definitely some Howard Jones-style synths in there as well, I thought, when we were having to listen to the tracks.
Howard Jones is less of an influence personally, but he could have influenced my producer.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm old enough to remember the 80s.
Okay. You can be cagey. Zoe knows she's old enough to remember the 80s, but can't remember how old she is at all, so that she's reached that point.
I conveniently forget. It was a very good era, though, wasn't it, for music, the 80s. 80s and 90s, I think, are classic years.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So, where are you at the moment as far as albums and studio work go?
I'm still kind of working on an album for a good couple of years, I think. And at the moment, I'm sort of all over the place. So I haven't got any immediate plans to release an album, but I definitely have agreed to get something out next year. This is the second single that I've self-released. I've kind of got more songs that have been recorded, but I also have more ideas and more songs that I want to get recorded. So it's still a work in progress.
And are you touring? I mean, how does this music go live? You used to do like a concert or a tour?
It normally requires a nightclub performance, to be honest. I've got some gigs lined up for some American dates, actually. I'm going to New York and San Francisco at the end of October. And hopefully I can perform in London again before I go.
So is it something you're able to do on your own, or do you need like other musicians when you take it to the stage?
I've performed with a couple of backing dancers. I've also performed with a backing band. So yeah, my backing band might consist of having an extra synth player and a DJ.
Is it very 80s? I mean, have you got like, you know, the whole colourful era that was the 80s?
You want to have this lycra and leggings,
yes,
don't you?
Well, that's what I could imagine that would really suit, you know, a real retro night is all that sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm probably not, though, actually. Because there are not all of my songs have that same 80s feel. So it's not full-on 80s in style either. I tend to wear just what I'm into at the time, I guess.
Yeah.
Where do things move on from here? And we know the album is in the pipeline endlessly. It's a long bit of pipe, that, isn't it? But is there a whole image and things that go along with this? I mean, is there a website themed along the work that you're doing and then fitting in with the sound? How do you pull all this together to make the product that is Christian Oshie?
Yeah, I do like to kind of spend some time creating a visual campaign, you know, and there's a video in the pipeline as well for this single, like there was for the previous one. I'm working with the same filmmakers, so we should have that ready soon, I imagine.
So where's the website we keep checking endlessly to find out more?
ChristianOshie.com, of course.
Go and spell that one for us.
ChristianOshie.com.
People can pick up you and your music there and explore what really is. It's more of just a world surrounding you rather than, you know, just about the music, isn't it? It is a whole package. It's more than just a few tunes.
Totally. I've been fortunate to be friends with photographers and other creatives that I can kind of collaborate with now and again. So yeah, it's really important for me to have the full package. And in this respect, I worked with a photographer named Amakul Kalurai, and you know, he did the artwork for the single. And so I kind of had a vision in that respect as well. So it's good to have kind of different ideas that are extensions of the song concept.
Well, we're going to take a listen to a bit more of that now. Next up, it's You're Like Drugs. Tell us a little about this tune.
This is just using drugs as a metaphor for falling for somebody, I suppose, falling hard.
All the good and the bad that goes along with that, I take it.
Yeah, I think it's more the good. It's more accepting the bad. It's being more accepting of the addiction that is inevitable because you're so infatuated with this person. I think I mentioned drugs in this song about 32 times.
Okay, well,
maybe you can count them.
We'll sit there adding them up. Zoe's really good with numbers. Richard Ashley, great speaking to you. Thank you for sharing the music with us, and keep up the good work. We look forward to the whole album. Any of those tour dates that we were talking about in the near future?
I'm performing at the Metropolitan Bar on the 20th October. I'm performing in San Francisco at a club called Bow on the 26th.
Do you have Facebook and Twitter too, so we can stalk you that way as well?
You can, yeah. It's Christine Oshie on both of those.
This is the advantage of having an interesting name, isn't it? You can get your Twitter handle without any hassle. Mm-hmm. Well, there we are. Great speaking to you, as I say, and I look forward to hearing more of your music in the near future.
Ah, thank you.
Cheers.
Bye for now. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye.
Christian Oshie and You're Like Drugs.
The Fusion of Food Festival comes to Chadsmore this Saturday, the 27th of September, and to tell us more about it, John Keeling. Hello, sir.
Hi.
How are we doing?
Good, thank you.
But a bit busy, because you've got a rather manic weekend ahead of you with what's going on Saturday.
Yes, we've got a great Saturday coming up with the Fusion Food Festival. For the first time, we've got the Chadsmore High Street closed. We've got some great food vendors coming into town, which will also complement the restaurants that are actually in town already. The restaurants who are in town are going to be taking the stall each, and they're going to give some free samples away of their food, which then people, as they come in, they can vote on for the best dish for Fusion 2014. So we'll then award a prize for the best dish for Chadsmore. We've got lots of great variety of food on Chadsmore. And we've got other food vendors there who are going to be selling different foods. We also have got some great entertainment on. We've got some of the banger drums, you know, the doll drums. So we've got three guys who are going to come in and open the festival up, which is, they make a great sound. We've got another guy who's a great magician. He's going to come do some close-up magic, some juggling. And then we've got other acts on our stage who are going to be singing throughout the evening. And to sort of wind it up, we've got a great fire act who's going to do, well, she's going to do 30 minutes of fire juggling. She's got fire whips. Really, really sort of an exciting end to the festival. All in all, it's on from 5 till 9 at the night. And it's going to be a great night to come out and enjoy. We've got the local pub who will have chairs and tables outside so you can come have a drink as well if you want to.
Mm. So it sounds like jam-packed, like from 5 till 9, and you've got all those acts crammed onto the stage. So it's going to be well worth going along.
You sort of come for the food and stay for the music and the live act.
Yeah. I mean, I know I went to a chili festival in Birmingham last year with my husband, and it was nice to have the entertainment in the background. You'd wander around from store to store having a taste of like totally different foods from all over the world, and it was really nice to try something new. So, you know, especially if the local restaurants are taking part as well, because if you like one of their dishes, you know, you can go back later to later date for a meal. A proper meal.
Well, that's it. They'll be giving leaflets away for special offers. So if you do like a restaurant, you'll get a special offer deal as well on the night.
And this is all in Chasmore Centre, WS11 5DD. You need to pop in your sat nav. And will that bring you to a nice convenient car park for the event?
There's a car park at both ends of Chasmore, so no matter which way you come in, even with the road closure, you'll head to a car park.
Brilliant. And, I mean, how long has this been going on for now?
This is the first year. Chasmore Community Trust have actually found the money to put this on. They're intending to run this for the next few years and build it up over the next few years. It's basically a community event to get the community together and show, you know, what great sort of restaurants and food we've got in the area.
Mm, sounds like a very nice evening, especially with, I mean, we're having some nice weather at the minute, aren't we? So if it's nice on Saturday.
Due to be nice on Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure we've checked on that one, so that will all be good. So it's Saturday, the 27th of September, 5 through to 9 p.m, the Chasmore Centre for the Fusion Festival of Food for 2014, and the all-important live music as well to help the dinner go down.
That's it. But just come down, you'll see the music, you'll see the lights. Come down and have a great time.
Sounds like it's going to be absolutely brilliant. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's have a bit more music then. It's Christian Oshie and Trust.
Now I get
doing Oshi and Trust.
The Paddington Bells Run sees its 25th running. It all got going in 1990. To tell us more about it, Graham Tritton, hello.
Hello. Well, it started in 1990 when the church bell frame and bells needed replacing, needed repairing. So we started this run and a number of other activities, but the Bells Run was started to raise funds to replace the bell frame in the tower of the church. That activity took, I suppose, 2 or 3 or 4 years, and we've kept the run going since then to raise funds for the church and local charities in the area.
So what do people do when they come along to the run? Do they run?
Yes. Have I got that bit right?
I've got that bit right, yeah. It's a cross-country run, and one of the things that's unique about it is that it's across land you can't normally run across. Some of it's across public footpaths, but a lot of it is across farmland in the South Staffordshire area of Paddington, which is not normally open to the public, so it's an opportunity to do that. But it's approximately 10K, and it's all off-road.
And the important bit is there's cake and hot drinks.
Ooh. That's a tradition. That's a tradition that started again 25 years ago. All finishers receive a slice of, it used to call it Christmas cake, but of course it's harvest cake we call now because it's a different time of year. They can have a hot drink, tea or coffee, and they also receive a unique brass,
now,
like a horse brass.
There are people who have all of these, aren't there?
Do you know, I think there are one or two, but I'm not sure exactly, but there are certainly people who have done at least 20 of these runs, yeah.
That's certainly an achievement, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, to have all those.
Particularly,
yeah.
Is that they're probably doing it a lot slower than when they first did the first few.
Well, you also have some quite old people running, yes. I mean, some of the longest, well, naturally enough, longest running competitors are older people, yes.
Mm. And do people have to run all the way, or can they perhaps jog a bit, walk
some of
a bit,
them
jog a bit, walk a bit?
Don't run all the way. I mean, no. The finishers, the top runners will run all the way, but a lot will walk part of the time, yes.
Well, it's £12 to take part if you're an UKA-affiliated club runner, £14 for non-club runners, and those advance fees are only applicable until the 3rd of October. You can enter on the day if you want to. There should be spaces available, and that's £20 for all runners then. And you're expecting probably, what, 500 to 600 people who are going to turn out for this one?
I hope so. That's the number we've had in the last couple of years, so hopefully we'll have 500 or 600. I mean, we would like to get more because it's the 25th anniversary. So we're doing quite a bit of publicity for that. Mm. But if we make 500 or 600, that'd be marvellous.
Now, that's certainly a lot of runners, isn't it, to take part? So you're doing well to get the 500 to 600, I think.
Yes, the village is abuzz on that day. Yeah. It is.
Well, it's paddingham-church.org to download a copy of the entry form and just follow the link for Bells Run from there. And, I mean, Paddington comes to life with so many different events. I mean, it won't be far off that we'll be talking about the Christmas things that are taking place. And, you know, it must be a really vibrant and fun place to be.
We're very fortunate. I mean, we have, like last year, we started our Scarecrow Festival. We've run it every 2 years. We had a Scarecrow Festival last year, which attracted, we think, over 10,000 people.
Wow.
We're not doing it this year. It's a lot of work to do it, but I'd hope that we might do it again next year. But, yeah, there's a lot going on in Paddington. You're quite right.
And it's a lovely little picturesque place. One of my friends used to live very nearby and in one of the Crown properties near Paddington. And I've got friends who've got farms in the area back in the family back in the day. And, you know, it's a busy place to live. People are commuting to Wolverhampton from there for work in many cases, but it's still a vibrant community and so much going on.
It's a lovely spot because we're very fortunate. We're about 6 miles outside Wolverhampton, so we have all the access and facilities to the West Midlands, yet we're in this little corner of South Staffordshire, right on the Shropshire border, so we have access to all the beautiful countryside in South Staffordshire and across to Shropshire. Yes, we're very fortunate.
You're making me even more envious now, but there we go.
I fancy going house hunting now.
Keep up the good work with the Paddington Bells Run.
Thank you.
Here's the next 25 events, and we'll see what happens in the 50th anniversary year. Well, we'll have a chat with you then, if that's okay.
I hope to be still alive then, but I should be pretty old.
We'll get you on the phone, no worries at all.
Thank you very much.
Graham, great speaking
to you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's it for this week. We'll be back for more next week.
And yes, hopefully it's jam-packed.
And I think you should be trying to get your new running shoes that you've been wearing to do the Paddington Bells Run, to be fair.
Well, I do want to do a bit more running, so...
That'll be good for you.
Yes, but perhaps not 10K straight off.
We'll get you signed up as a celebrity. There's cake involved, though.
Well, that's it. If they could dangle the cake in front of me so I can see it for the whole 10K, they might have a chance.
Might make the difference, but there we go. Right, we'll be back for more on episode 275. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.